Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know what to say. Happy Halloween. Go Phillies. Go Eagles. What a weekend, right?
Yeah, it is a big weekend here in Philadelphia. That's true.
We got a lot. How about Go Mark? What happened to...
Go Mark. Go yeah. Teresa. I know. This is like a reunion for the three of us, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. If everyone out there probably doesn't know, remember, or I don't know, unless you're a big Mark fan. Are you a big Mark fan out there?
I'm a big Mark fan.
Mark's a big Mark fan.
I'm a big Mark fan.
Well,
now you're talking.
And that's funny.
Well, when Terry Lee used to be on anchoring the morning news here in Philadelphia, Mark did some segments, some carpentry segments for her.
Yeah, it was great.
In Philadelphia, and that's right.
Right yeah, now, that's wonderful. The only news Terry Lee doesn't anchor.
Yeah, I think it is. Are you like a 24-hour news? You're your own 24-hour news. You're like CNN Philadelphia.
I think that Fox 29 has become like CNN Philadelphia. My goodness, we have shows on almost all day long. Mm-hmm. And it, like you guys just said, there is so much Philadelphia news right now. Even as I'm sitting here talking with you, I'm getting little Philly break tweets saying, ooh, the SEPTA strike is looming. And, you know, there's just so much going on right now. So it's a good thing we have lots of hours to cover it all.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, well, hey, the world's eyes are focused upon us right now.
Yeah, and probably nobody knows more about what's going on in Philadelphia than you, too.
Well, you know, it's kind of part of the job description. Mm-hmm. It does come along with that. So, yeah, it's a busy time, but all right, here's the plug. If you want to know what's going on, check out myfoxphilly.com or watch us on Fox 29 because we've got a pretty good handle on all the different stories.
Well, and also, many people might not know that you are a green editor now for Philadelphia Row Home Magazine.
That is probably my favorite project I've got going on. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a ton of fun. It's an opportunity to, you know, as I'm talking to you, I hear my little goblin downstairs. I think he just chirped while he was carrying the Halloween candy. That's what I wear. It's Mom. You guys know about that, too.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. I think he's okay. There's no blood. We're in good shape. anyway, so, yes, I also write. And green, it's just something that, you know, it's cool that the city of Philadelphia has become so passionate about it. I don't remember a time that I didn't, you know, think it along those lines. It's just there wasn't really a name for it. There wasn't a movement, like a green movement. Mm-hmm. So now for Row Home Magazine, it's been fun. I've been able to write about different things the city's doing, different ways that you can green your life, your environment, your house. And I know you guys probably are pretty aware of that, too, with all of your fixing up expertise. There are different options. You can say, hey, I'm going to use this paint, or maybe I'm going to use the environmentally friendly paint. It does cost a little bit more, but it's worth it. So just, you know, it's been a fun thing to be able to write about in a cool magazine.
So, Carrie Lee, are there any cool products, anything that you can share with us that you use or you've found?
Yeah, what's striking the Carrie Lee fancy at the moment?
Yeah, what is striking your fancy that's green?
Goodness. You mean in terms of products around the house or in terms of things that I use or just any?
You can go big picture. You know, does Philadelphia itself have a chance of being one of the greenest cities in America? Or it could be, you know, a little colored chip doorknob handle. You pick. So the question is, out of the world, what's your favorite green thing right now? Go ahead. That should be easy to answer.
My favorite, it's such a long list, and you're so right, Mark. I think Philadelphia does have a chance of being, as Mayor Nutter wants it to be, the greenest city in America. Mm. We are well on our way. I think my latest green obsession is green roofs. Now, have you guys had much experience with those, making one or seeing what they look like? Or
short of thinking that it should basically be the law in cities on municipal buildings, right. No, I have no opinion on this.
Well, speaking of Row Home Magazine and writing articles, one of the things I wrote about was green building and got the chance to go on top of the Pico roof here in Philadelphia. Ooh. Folks may not know this, but it is an enormous green roof, and they give tours. You just have to register, and, you know, they'll take groups up there. And it's a sedum covering, which is, it's spongy. It feels really good when you walk on it. So it gives the illusion of, like, a green lawn on top of a roof. And, you know, pretty cool to be standing in the middle of Center City, Philadelphia, on top of a high building in the midst of skyscrapers on what looks like a lawn. It's a really neat thing. You know, and drainage and and of course beautifying. And it's very, it's not very heavy. It's fairly weightless as well. So there are a lot of benefits to having a green roof. So I think that's kind of my obsession. I think I'm going to try and do it to my own house. I also live in the city, and I think we're sort of looking at that. I have an environmentally obsessed husband. He's an environmental attorney. And so I think that's something we're looking to do. In terms of products that just help the environment sort of encourage the effort, again, that the mayor is really trying to do here in Philadelphia with recycling. Mm-hmm. I love those garbage bins that have the recycle dividers. In other words, it's one big garbage can, but it's divided into three different things for paper
and smart.
Glass and plastic. Yeah.
That would save me time just during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? I know. And, you know, it's so easy not to do it if there's not something sitting there that makes it so easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, if it's there and it's easy, I think we do it. In fact, my little guy, the little goblin that just fell down the stairs with the candy, he is fine. we were just dividing up the Halloween stuff that came in, you know, plastic or paper or whatever, or cardboard, into the garbage can. So I was thinking, here we are using it again.
Oh, that's such a fun and easy way to introduce being green to your kids, too.
I love it.
Isn't that true? And I know you guys have kids, and it's so easy. They're little sponges. They take these lessons, and it's such a good time to get them because then they'll have them forever. Some of us older folks, we take the lessons harder. We don't learn them quite as quickly. So the time to get them is when they're young, and they have fun. I think they're really good recyclers. They have fun doing it.
It's cool. It's a total school program, too. Is your little one in school?
He's four, so he's in preschool. But, you know, the lessons there, they're hitting them hard with them. So there'll be a generation that grows up never knowing waste and throwing things out car windows. And, that's kind of my passion, trash.
It becomes a habit, and they never question what they're doing.
So we should go back to the way we came in here. I should pick up that McDonald's bag I threw out the window.
Oh, my goodness.
You might want to. Or I'm coming after you.
The Carrie Lee Halkett Green Police. The Green Police, they're inside of my head.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are coming up against a break, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you, Carrie Lee.
Yeah. Carrie Lee, I don't know if you know anything about that. You
probably have no idea what it's like to go to commercial.
Yeah.
How does that work again?
Seriously, do you just keep talking between commercials and then, you know, they come back and just time it when you're at the beginning of a story?
You know, there's all different methods to our madness, isn't there?
Well, you make it look so easy.
I hope you guys will watch tonight the Phillies. We've got the pregame show, the postgame show. Go Phillies. We can take those Yankees. You guys are cheering for the Phillies, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No question about it. And we will check you out on Fox 29.
We will.
Sounds great. Best of luck to the both of you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Carrie Lee.
Okay. Thanks, Carrie Lee.
And happy Halloween. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
That was awesome. She is fire plug starter, and fire starter.
We're
cracker,
going to a break,
cracker.
So we'll be back with my Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.